Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
It's time for the Steve and Kyle podcast with Kyle.
This was 2010 when I started. And I know that because I was an intern on that little radio show you guys do over there every day.
Yeah. Still doing it, by the way.
Are you serious?
Yeah, still on the air.
Just a couple of AMs hanging on? Or
they got us on ham radio now.
That's right. So you guys are just CBing directly to the local truckers.
And Steve.
I wouldn't be surprised if I wake up tomorrow with a black eye, honestly. So I think if I wake up tomorrow and I look in the mirror and I have a nice shiner, I might possibly be a little bit more likely to be somewhat more careful.
I've never heard more hedging in my life, and I gamble on sports.
Now, here they are, two guys who are living in style, Steve and Kyle.
Here we are a week later. I have not fallen off the roof yet. No major injuries. I'm doing well.
Have you learned from the, 9 p.m. drunken garage build that led to this near disaster?
Yeah. Yeah. Of course I have. Of course.
Nothing more telling in that conversation than when I asked you, who are you calling? Because in my mind, I guess I did not understand the full gravity of this situation that you faced. When I asked you, assuming my number would be, because we talked about a couple of months back, I am obviously known for providing transportation for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a couple times the old Comanche needed needed some work done, and I had to drop it off somewhere.
And just as an FYI, this would have been a dump, almost like you're 16 and your friend got shot. You're throwing him out the passenger door on the porch or the circle round of the ER.
Right.
And you're leaving.
So basically you're yelling like tuck and roll.
Yes. And you're hearing tire marks out of there.
Maybe hitting the brakes.
Answering no questions, no obligations.
In fact, before you drive through, you stop to remove your license plate.
Correct. Yes.
So if there are any cameras out front,
You're writhing in pain, and I have to stop to put like a towel over my license plate so the cameras at the hospital can't pick it up.
Yeah. Or a novelty license plate from the biggest ball of twine or something that just says twine.
So when I asked you...
They have that, you think?
A twine ball. License plate?
Yeah, that just says twine.
If you're near it, can you go check it out for us?
Where is that?
Where is the biggest ball of twine? And can somebody send us some memorabilia? Do they sell pieces of the twine? Because I feel like we need to aim there.
Oh, largest ball of twine. Largest ball of sisal twine by a single person.
Don't make up words, twine.
Darwin, people. Minnesota.
Really? That is
of
not...
a ball of Baylor twine rolled by Francis A. Johnson.
That is not that far away.
You want to maybe plan a trip there?
Well, once we get past I believe we're still in the planning stages for the Bi-Sci Tri or whatever it ended up being for next year in Boston, where we were going to go interview the graves of some of our founding fathers.
Take a guess at how big the biggest ball of Baylor twine rolled by Francis A. Johnson is. Well, that's in Darwin, Minnesota.
Can you answer me? Is it based on weight or height?
You can give me either one. Okay. I'm not sure if it's what the requirement is for the biggest, but it gives both the diameter.
Is this through Guinness? That's the only official record of the world records. Is this the Guinness website you're on?
Yeah, the Guinness Book of Wikipedia. Uh-huh.
They bought them, huh?
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be open source.
No.
Let me guess height first. Mm-hmm. And then how far I'm off, I can...
It's diameter.
Diameter. So yeah. Width. Yeah. But it's a ball.
Yeah.
Hypothetical diameter should be the same.
Sure, yeah. It should be.
Let me guess. 12 feet. Do I need inches on that?
Ding, 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 ding.
It is?
One of our contestants is exactly correct.
$100?
Yeah.
From Drew Carey.
12 feet, 3.7 meters.
Okay.
If you're one of those idiots.
I'll put that in a poll. If you're using meters, are you one of those idiots? Because you are.
Yeah. I mean, why take a nice whole number like 12 when you can do a
3.7? I was trying to lean into the bit a tiny bit and have my guess be under. So that way when you came back with like 36 feet, we both go, wow, you know?
Yippee zippy.
The pride of Darwin must have all the sex after doing all that. But I got to tell you, 12 feet, I'm a bit underwhelmed.
You know something? I'm looking at the picture of the thing. It's not really a ball.
Okay. Is it like a square or some stupid rectangle?
It looks more like a silo because it's flat on the bottom.
That's a beehive.
It is a beehive.
That's not a ball of twine.
It's like they cut the bottom 10 feet off or the top 10 feet off of a silo. Yeah, by the way, no chance that's 12 feet. These people right here are probably, I mean, if they're standard height, they're 5'10".
Let's call that woman 6 feet and she's leaning over a little bit. Oh boy, do we have a scandal on our hands for Darwin, Minnesota. So I think we need to put the call out. Anybody within the vicinity of Darwin, bring your own
where's Darwin?
Legitimate tape measure, not one of these fake meters ones.
Where is Darwin, Minnesota? Darwin, Minnesota looks like it's just north of Lake Washington for all of those familiar. So we're due west of Minneapolis. Looks like maybe 45 minutes west of Minneapolis.
We need somebody in lieu of us. We can't pull together anything.
I don't think we have any Darwinites listening.
Probably not.
Seeing as how there's a population of 350.
Oh, God.
But look, if anyone is in surrounding Wilmer, Grove City, Cosmos, Hutchinson, Browntown. I'm sorry, Brownton.
Okay.
Norwood Young America.
I'll post it on the poll. Is there any bigger difference on the planet than Brownton or Browntown?
There's a chance that there could be some side gig listeners in the area. It looks like it's just south of St. Cloud. I think that there's a chance that we have a big listenership here.
Or somebody who would be willing to make a short venture to see this thing.
Mm-hmm.
And again, important to bring your very own confirmed tape measure and not whatever they have. Inevitably, one of those scam ones where it's going to be a big piece of wood, you know, with the Comic Sans font because, again, they're Darwin, Minnesota. And I'll post that in the poll as well. Does everyone in Darwin, Minnesota use Comic Sans? No question.
Comic Sans and the metric system. How'd this happen?
So we were talking about the where I was going to be on the phone number list if you had fallen from your garage.
Oh, yeah, of course.
So there was nothing more telling in that conversation than me hoping to hear, you know, 3, 4, 5 on the list of who you were going to call if you had fallen.
Mm-hmm.
And your answer being, oh, 911. Because I did not understand the gravity of the peril of that length of fall.
Yeah, it was nearly a disaster. Friend of the show, What was I going to say? A friend of the show, Leanne, got back to me, sent me a DM. She said, "Don't worry, your secret is safe with me." But by that point, Annette had already found out about it. Mm-hmm. So I appreciate that. Appreciate that anyway, Leanne.
So
thank you very much.
Can you give me the circumstances about how she had found out? Was it directly from you? Was it second or third hand?
I also talked about it on the side gig, which is something else that I assumed my wife didn't listen to.
So she listens to that?
She listened. She was listening at that point.
Hmm.
Yeah.
From the one segment of the week that she was driving to some appointment.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And happened to hear that.
Yep.
So how did that go when you got home, or was it before you got home?
Well, I got a text about a minute after I talked about it on the radio, and she just said, "I'm listening." And I replied, "Oops."
Because I'm guessing you phrased it similarly.
Yeah.
As that it was a perilous situation that your wife does not know about.
Yeah, nearly a complete disaster.
And
but hey, I walked away. I'm good.
No worse for the wear?
No worse for the wear. No, not even a close call since then.
Have you been given your marching orders since then in regards to the time and personnel or people in the home that need to be present for you to be going up again?
No, not so much. It's just been, remember, we have these children here. And they
would like a dad?
Yeah. More so, they depend on you financially. The whole father aspect seems to have taken a back seat.
Secondary here.
Yeah.
What did you see her like in the safe this week, pulling out your life insurance documents just to make sure they're updated and the policy is good enough to survive?
It's like that scene in one of the early seasons of The Sopranos when Tony's just burying the money in the
in the
fertilizer out in the shed, and then Carmela's going out and taking it out and stuffing it in the attic. Yeah. Man. Yeah, because that's how we operate here. I don't believe in banks. We just have all of our money. Listen, all of our money in the fertilizer bin.
We're not that far removed from when if you had, told your grandfather that you were putting money in the bank, they'd tell you, "Well, it happened before 1929. It can happen again."
Yep. And stockbrokers jumped off the roof that day.
And you can tell them, "Well, the last time I saw it was in It's a Wonderful Life."
Right.
With Jimmy Stewart.
Uh-huh. Stock market crashed.
Well, listen, I'm glad you're okay.
Yeah.
I don't think we're going to do weekly updates on the garage. We'll get periodic updates. So, we've got way too much to get to today. And we've already...
Boy, the A-bit has already been sidelined, which is just... absolute crime.
Yeah, and we need to get to it because I need you to understand the marvel that took place just a couple of weeks ago
I have been waiting for weeks, ever since you sent me that text that said the ramp is amazing.
Yeah.
And I didn't know what you were talking about because it didn't really matter to me.
Yeah, I am. I'm trying to actually pull up a photo, but I bet you there's video of a wrestler entrance
on the curved ramp.
Listen, you think when you think wrestling, what's the first thing you think?
Curved ramp.
Thank you. Because every event you see, it's this boring straight ramp.
Yeah.
Right.
So this one had a little, would you say like a 45 degree turn? 90? I don't know. Can you give me any more than just...
I would argue it was probably in the 40-degree range. Okay? Here's where you're going to... And I'm glad you're seated, and I'm glad you have something on top of your head.
Oh, okay.
So it doesn't blow all the way to the roof.
Do you want me to put my Steve's hat on?
Say Steve's hat. Yes, please. Because...
Hold on. I don't have it on yet. I don't want to blow my top. Okay. All right, I'm good now.
This curve in the ramp took place at the end of it.
Oh, so it almost looked like a fish hook.
Yeah. Yeah. Almost exact. That's a beautiful way to interpret it. Yeah. There are all of these entrance videos of those wrestlers from SummerSlam 2023, a fantastic event. Well put on by WWE, horribly put on by Ford Field.
Okay.
They didn't. They,
oh, just fire hazards.
They dropped the ball.
Fire hazards everywhere. 70,000 people, and I don't think they anticipated the mobs in the hallways. Now, Steve, I mean, this is a sight to behold, Steve.
Why do I not have this picture being sent to me yet?
Oh yeah, let me. That's probably easier. Let me just try to send you the YouTube link of this very long ramp.
Is this something that we can play?
I mean, it's on their YouTube channel.
Yeah,
YouTube's, right.
YouTube's like the Wild West. Maybe we'll. I'll throw it up there, and we'll just keep the sound.
What's the worst that can happen? DCMA. Is that what they're called?
Yeah, the old
copyright strike.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
You know who cares? And I got. I am again. We'll put the link to this in the show notes so you can watch along because this thing. If I were to estimate...
I hope everyone's sitting down.
If I were to estimate, Steve, I'd give you 60, 70 feet. Straight.
60 or 70 feet, all right.
And then, out of nowhere, you're just sitting there. You're expecting, hey, they're walking up to the ramp, right?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-uh. They got to turn.
Did you send that to me yet?
It is, it's in the process. The Think Brick is functioning.
I hear it over there. I hear it churning away.
Yeah, it is. She's grinding there. You should have it. Nope.
Texted or?
That doesn't seem like it's the correct link. But anyway, take my word for it.
Let's see.
Yeah, that is not the event.
Okay.
That I was at.
Cody Rhodes making an electric entrance at Money in the Bank.
Yeah.
How about you just give me a keyword and I can search it on my own over here?
Yeah. You know what? It's coming your way. Coming your way again. Promise you.
Mm-hmm.
Promise you. This is the planning that we do.
Yeah. I mean, a better podcast may have had this link.
Oh, you'd have to be
saved already.
You're a big dumb jerk. Just a big dumb jerk. Listen, we are. Happy that this thing is properly
put this up on the Tron so we can
yeah absolutely
both watch
I mean
it.
Listen, I don't need to watch it. You know why? I was there. Me and 70,000 of my closest friends. Okay,
that's getting the biggest joke right there.
Getting ready to sing along.
Okay,
to this entrance, and I'm again. I'm super glad you're sitting down.
Okay. Okay, who is this now? Is that you?
Yep, right there in the corner. This is Cody Rhodes, Steve. Now, you may know his dad, Dusty Rhodes.
Dusty Rhodes,
the American Dream.
Yeah.
Right? Large man. So, I mean, look at this ramp.
All right. First of all, it's not really a ramp. It's just a... Is that downhill at all?
I mean, it probably is because they're coming from a tunnel down to what would be field height at the football stadium. And I got to tell you, you're just getting started. Oh, never mind. Okay, so we're not going to show the end.
The best part, they didn't even show
they cut out the curve. But anyway, it was there.
Oof.
It was beautiful.
Man, I mean, that was worth the wait.
I tried to send you a photo of it, but our seats weren't exactly ramp conducive, you know?
But you'll know for next time now, right? You'll know that...
I don't think I'll ever do it again.
You know...
Okay. How do you do? And we talked about this, before. This isn't the first time we talked about it. Do you feel like you're a large event guy anymore? On your own, like let's say, Taylor Swift at a Ford Field, right, with 80,000 people. You're a gigantic Taylor Swift fan, whatever.
Yeah,
is that something at your age in your life? Or is that in your purview?
There's a lot of factors that I'm taking in. Taking in how long it's going to take me to get there, the parking situation, the cost of tickets, obviously, what the event is.
Okay,
that's
so
first and foremost.
Let me personalize it. Bruce Springsteen farewell tour weekday show in the spring in Detroit.
Weekday show.
Weekday show. So you're driving.
Yeah.
On a weekday, you're talking about either...
So his show's going to start at 8 p.m. roughly.
8 p.m.
It's the farewell tour. It's not going to be a 2 hour and 20 minute show.
Right.
It might be pushing 4 hours.
Yep.
Long drive. Back. Yeah. So I'm back in the car. If I'm lucky, I'm home by 3 a.m.
Yeah. And that's...
to get up and go to work at 4 a.m.
Yep. What would it take you to get you out there today? Like,
I think farewell tour, Springsteen, relatively close. Yeah, I would do it.
Even on a weekday?
Reluctantly, yes.
But is that just the lifestyle because, hey, you have a
what
wife,
weekday?
Kids?
What weekday?
Let's call it a Tuesday.
Oof.
It's a bad day.
Boy, if it was a Thursday.
Because you can, everybody knows that, rate, can, that side gig is mailed in on Friday.
Basically runs itself.
I honestly didn't want to pull back that curtain because it's not my business.
Fine. It's fine. It's you know,
you guys aren't even there.
We're avatars.
It's pre-recorded content. You guys hit that button that goes to commercial. And during those 7 minutes, you guys are just spitting out tent.
Yeah.
And then you piece it together.
Piece it all together.
And there you've got fried.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
a good idea.
Would there be in that regard of like the Springsteen show under those circumstances, I think that's more you're hesitant based on life.
Yeah.
Let's say life's way. Are you crowd averse at all as you age?
Oh yeah. I'm not a fan of the big crowds anymore. Okay. Although I never really was.
Brother Mike calls you. Hey, I need you to come to this Eagles playoff game with me.
Mm-hmm.
Tailgate the day, come to the stadium, Eagles 49ers.
Yeah.
In Philly. Are you going?
And then I have to be back here for work on Monday?
Well, whatever. Let's call it a Saturday wild card game. To me, that doesn't matter. Yeah. This is trying to get to the point of, are you simply saying, boy, I don't want to be a part of that group?
I want to say yes.
Right.
That one is going to be less likely. If I have to fly back to New Jersey or Philly or whatever.
Because while in Detroit, I had, a friend say, man, we should get to a Lions game this year. And I said, I can't think of something I want to do less. That's just because they've made the TV experience for these events
so good.
They're just too good.
Yeah. Like, you have a beautiful TV at your house.
How far to walk to get a drink?
You have comfortable furniture.
Yes. I want a beer.
Yeah.
It's the cost of a can out of a 24-pack 8 feet away. Yeah. If I have to pee, it's 10 feet away.
Now
I can pause it, Steve.
Okay. Now, hypothetically, it's Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in Detroit, and the Lions are playing in it. You're going to that, right? Obviously, the whole idea of cost is, say you can get the tickets for a reasonable price.
Right.
You know, you say your ticket is $400 for to see the Lions play in the Super Bowl in Detroit, which obviously never going to happen for multiple reasons. But you're going to that, right?
I don't think so.
What?
No, I don't think so.
I'd go to that.
I think I appreciate once I'm there. So I had not a panic attack, but I wasn't feeling very good at this wrestling show. Mm-hmm. Trying to get to my seat.
Yeah.
There was way too many people in the hallways, the walkways, and they had put concessions on one side, merch on the other. It took like 30 minutes to get down eight sections
just
to get to our seat.
Super congested.
I felt bad. Mm-hmm. Just physically, mentally, I did not like where I was right there.
Yeah.
So to the point where I pretty much sat at my seat until one match that I knew I wasn't going to care about to get up to go to the bathroom, get a drink, whatever. I don't know that I want to be in that environment for a football game where there's more people.
Is there more people there for?
Yeah, because for this they have to do all of the technical stuff. So essentially, probably an eighth or so of the entire stadium was closed.
Yeah.
So they had, I think, 60,000 there for a Lions game regularly. If it's a sellout, I think you're getting 76,000 people in there or something like that. That's more people. The wrestling event during some of those introductions, like you heard there with the Cody Rhodes and there's a couple others, I've never had that feel in my body before where the crowd is all in unison and you can feel it in your arms and your body. Like, it's vibrant. I don't crave that mixed with super anxiety about a sporting event of a team that I would care about.
Yeah.
Because I'd already be, rubbing my hands, nervous because I want them to win or whatever. I'd just much rather be sanctity of my home.
Yeah. I think for those big events too, once we as a society have figured out like teleportation, which I'm assuming is
5 years,
it's got to be right around the corner. You know, we got cars that drive themselves.
I think Musk told us a decade, you know, 15 years ago, he'd have someone on Mars in 10.
Yeah.
So we're only five behind on that.
But just imagine how great that's going to be when you're like, man, I really want to go to ABC event. Boom.
There and gone.
Yeah. And I'm not talking like there, I'm at the stadium and now I'm waiting in line to get in. No, I want to snap my fingers and be in my seat.
Yes. It's too much. It's part of what's happened over everything the last 20 years with the ticketing system. And everybody knows what's going on with that. Mm-hmm. It's too expensive. It's to the point where it's cost prohibitive for most families to ever go to one of these events. And it's hard unless you live 10 minutes from Detroit.
Yeah.
You know, you can kind of walk to the venue. So you don't have to pay for parking. You walk in whenever you feel like, whatever. It's too difficult and too much of a constant rush of your brain and body for a football game a whole day.
It's a young man's game.
It is. I'm not cut out for it anymore.
I'm not a young man anymore.
I got another friend reaching out, wanting to go to a college football game. And then I'm thinking about, man, I'm 36 and they want me to sit on a concrete block.
At which stadium?
It would be the Michigan State Steves.
Oh, the Steves.
And
go Steves.
I've been there a dozen times.
Fight for the green and white. That's what they say.
What somebody says online.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that today's day and age, I'm cut out for that.
Mm.
I'm constantly watch checking.
Yeah, I think that I think I'm good for like one of those big events a year, maybe.
Yeah. I went to, and it's funny I complain about this or talk about it that I don't like it, because in general I don't, but I feel like this year or this past year, I've gone to more large scale events than I ever have in my life.
Mm-hmm.
I went to Elton John at a baseball stadium last year.
Yep.
Bruce Springsteen at an indoor arena this year. SummerSlam at a football stadium this year. Was at a concert two weeks ago Monday. And for what I consider I'm not a big live music guy either. I just don't think I prefer to listen to the album in my car.
Yep.
It's just better for me. The best concert I've ever been to. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yet I'm constantly sitting there in my head trying to keep track, 'cause I know how many songs are on his set list.
Yeah. You're doing the mental math of
it's
like
another Monday night.
All right. So if we're out of here by, out of here by 11:15.
Mm-hmm.
Your 10-minute walk to the car, but we're going to be sitting there for probably 25 minutes to get out of the venue. Okay, so we're back to 11:40, 11:50, and then 25 minutes on the highway. Yeah, I'm the same way, and it kind of ruins events for me.
Yeah, and I would tell people right now that was the best concert of my life. I enjoyed it thoroughly, but yeah, I don't know. Do I want to do it again? No.
Yeah,
it's just too much of a hassle. I've never felt more old man than about one, my doorbell, and two, live events.
But the ramp,
gorgeous, engineering marvel, lighting all the way down it on the floor.
You saw even even the curved portion.
See, absolutely. How do they do that? I don't know. It's not my job. Engineering marvel, that ramp at SummerSlam.
All right. Well. Glad that we can finally put a fine point on the big ramp tease of 23.
Speaking of tease, we haven't talked about this. I don't know if it's through negligence or simply, I don't even know if it's talk about worthy for us. But you and I have been running probably the longest tease known to man.
It's such a bait and switch.
And
I'm assuming you're talking about what I'm thinking, Ariful.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So it turns out that when you have any podcast or any podcast page, whatever, this probably wasn't a thing until, I don't know, a year and a half, 2 years ago, like actively reaching out.
Mm-hmm.
You and I have used Fiverr for a few items that we all remember the logo saga with Steve's gray eyes. And I believe it was like hearts and moons on the bandana.
Yeah. And then, I have like skin colored lips or something. Or
and
one
then
of
they had the nerve to say, send more and I'll do better. But we kept that because in my mind, that was actually better for the podcast than if we got a legitimate intro. Mm-hmm. Or a legitimate logo.
Of course, we connected with our favorite voiceover artist in the UK.
Yep.
Michelle Vaughn.
The best voiceover artist in the UK. But I'm trying to open.
Her name is Melissa Vaughn, not Michelle. Apologies.
I'm trying to pull up our messages to see how long this particular grift has been going on. Because when this whole thing started, we had a few reach out with these similar questions.
Yeah, from time to time, when you run a when you have a Facebook page, specifically a page.
A lot of people would say when you run a successful business.
You know, that is some what some people would say. Yeah, if you're a podcast or anything like that, from time to time you'll get messages from people saying, "Hey, I promote podcasts. Right. I can get you in the Google top whatever for you pay me this amount and I'll guarantee you this many downloads." And I'm sure that there are some legit ones, but for the most part, I think that a lot of them are scams.
I think if we were to try to find a legitimate one, it would have to be not a business, but where they, you know, optimize Google results.
I just don't take them seriously when it's just an individual person messaging me.
Right. So this started, honestly, not that long ago. I thought it was further. It was only in March. But this is the
just 4 months ago, 5 months ago.
Yeah. And hello, sir. I'm professional podcast promoter. Not a job. Can't be a professional at that.
Nope.
That means you just have a farm.
I don't know. I mean, I guess if you've made money off of it, then yeah, you could be a professional.
Maybe. But guaranteeing numbers implies fraudulence, I think, for this. You cannot guarantee Grandma Maud in, you know, Darwin, Minnesota is downloading this week's episode.
Hey, big hello to our friends in Darwin, by the way.
Grandma Maud, I am so sorry to tell you, the ball of twine is a scam. And one of our listeners is going to bring light to that very, very soon.
When you first said Grandma Maud, I immediately thought you said Grandmama. If you remember the remember Larry Johnson?
That's right.
As Grandmama back in the was it like a shoe commercial?
Yeah,
but then, early to mid '90s.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah, where Larry Johnson, the basketball player, dressed up as a grandmother.
That's right, Grandmama,
and dunked.
And now it's done as just Uncle Drew with Kyrie Irving, but people don't remember that that's a hack ripoff.
Yeah,
of Grandmama.
Yeah, the original.
I've been promoting.
Don't even get me started on Lil Penny.
Hardaway. I've been promoting podcasts for over 5 years, and I have great experience with podcast promotion. I will do advertise your podcast for subscribers, downloads, listeners, ratings.
That's right. He will do advertise our podcast.
Our service. Hashtag new audience. Hashtag lot of organic listeners. Many subscriptions. 20K to 25K download monthly. 100% satisfaction. 100% manual work. So he's telling me this is not artificially juiced.
This is not a plug it in and let the AI do its trick.
And we're not going to read every single message. We're trying to get to what is, in my mind, a bigger curve than that SummerSlam 2023 ramp.
Whoa!
Again, your hat's still on. Thank goodness. Woo. I just said, hi, Arifal, because that is his name. What is your offer?
Arifal, I believe it's Arifal Islam.
A beer, yeah. For $500 for a month, you'll get 20K download and 150 ratting and many more new audience.
I do like that high ratting.
And I said, at my counter, I just simply replied, $20.
Now, I always am curious with these things because $500 obviously is not just a couple bucks. Mm-hmm. But I'm always curious on the ones that are a little more reasonable, like when it says $100 and we'll guarantee you, you know, 5,000 downloads or something like that. I'm always a little tempted.
Do we want to try one?
I am.
Let's find one on Fiverr.
Tempted.
Definitely not Arifal. Okay, and you'll find
out. For reasons that we're going to tell you about.
You'll find out
soon. I don't think he's focused on his work.
But we've got some in the coffer.
Yeah.
But do we want to set a budget and go on Fiverr and just artificially juice the numbers?
I kind of do, but I also I want legit listeners. I want people who are actually listening.
Sure, I mean, we'll as well as we can, right?
I don't just want, a computer farm in Turkey just downloading and downloading and downloading. I'd like to have actual listenership. I don't just want numbers.
I am posting this on the poll very fairly. should we piss away our money on some Middle Eastern bot farm to increase our numbers? We'll see what the listeners have to say.
Yeah. I mean, no idea. No idea what they could say.
He gave me the smiley. He said, what do you say? And I countered 25. Okay. This is how you haggle, folks. Take a note.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, so I'm not, he, I am not he the offered savant.
500.
Yes.
Your counter, $20.
$20. And he said, what do
leaves
you say?
Leaves a lot of room.
Listen, we're meeting in the middle. I think I'm ending this thing at $75. I counter with 25. And he says, my last offer, boy, it was not. 300 for a month, you'll get 15K download and 100 ratting and many more new audience. Mm. And I said, meet me in the middle, $50. And this next screen grab is what sold you on this, gentleman. Because the next screen grab shows the litany of podcasts he worked on.
Uh-huh.
He shows he worked on, what is this one? The Dateline podcast.
Oh, okay. Dateline, the very well-known NBC property.
And just pointing before and after about downloads and ratings. And
yeah. Ratings.
Ratings, sorry. He said, you made fun of me. And I said, I made fun of nobody. I counteroffered. He said, the offer as you're talking about is not possible. And I said, okay. You said, no, thank you. And that's where you jumped in. So this happened over the day, and you said,
yeah,
I'm impressed.
Yeah, exactly. We were both tag team. We were good cop, bad cop.
That's right.
Ariful.
And you implied, I can't believe you worked with NBC. Well done. And he said, thank you very much. How much max 10K downloads? Which, it ruins any legitimacy for me once you're putting a price on the downloads.
Yeah.
That's not organic.
Yeah.
Because what are you going to do when you tell 10,000 people to download it? You then
shut it off at
kill the
end. The
rest? You know? And then you said, you tell me. So these three offers have now gone from 500 to 300, 170.
Okay. Hey, look, we are, what's our budget? 100 bucks? We are inching closer.
We didn't reply for a day. He said, can you pay 150? We didn't reply for 8 days. He countered with question marks, and I told him, Ariful, it's Holy Jetpack Day. It's Easter Sunday.
Of course.
And I'll post that in the poll. Do you solicit podcast growth on Holy Jetpack Day?
I mean, I think it's a little uncouth, personally.
We didn't reply for a month. Kept following up every, like, 3 weeks. Right,
so this really hasn't been drawn out that much. It's just that we don't reply for months right. at a time.
But also, at some point, you know, there's days that I have time for these scammers or implied scammers. I don't care.
Get excited when I'll see my phone buzz and I'll look over and it's a Facebook notification. And I see something with Ariful in it because I know that you're up to your old tricks. I know that you must be bored and done with denying people mortgages. So it's always a good day when I notice that.
But we're now to the meat and potatoes, quite literally, of this conversation. And again, a bigger curve than the SummerSlam 2023 ramp.
I don't know about that.
In Detroit. Mm. On May 24th, he came back with a comprehensive offer. Apple promotion, 7 days, 1,500 to 2,000 downloads with 30 ratings, $60.
Wow. So just for doing nothing.
Literally not replying.
We've gotten him from $500 to $60.
App for 15 days, 5,000 to 7,000 downloads with 60 ratings, $150. Mm-hmm. I'm running quick numbers. I feel like if we did multiple of the 7 days, we're going to come out ahead on this. 30 days, 25,000 to 30,000 with 130 ratings, cost $350. His prices we've now received 8 different prices for like 12 different packages.
Right, yeah.
If I were to make a spreadsheet of Ariful's offers, mm-hmm. they'd be all over the moon. May 24th, that day, 3 hours later, we didn't reply. Until
the incident.
The incident. I don't know how to describe the incident or what I'm looking at. It's a piece of black cloth. Some letters in the left half of it. Mm-hmm. And what appears to be a raised mound underneath.
Ari Full sent us a dick pic. I mean, there's no other way to describe this.
Less delicate than I was trying to phrase it.
I mean,
but listen,
not an out there right. D-pic, but
like, is this a picture we could like post to our accounts to say this is what this guy sent us?
Yeah, it appears as though he sent us at least a bulge pic.
So it came with words from a foreign language. A statement that I just plugged into Google Translate. I don't know what the actual words are. They translate to, again, this could be incorrect, it's just general Google Translate. If you tear your pants, you will enter your Bahudai. Okay?
Boy.
Take from that what until, you will.
Until I know what Bahudai means.
Long way to find out.
I mean, it seems like it would have translated.
Bahudai. What is a Bahudai? Yeah, no answer I can find quick enough.
All right, so it might be, we'll give it to Ari Fold. That was probably a typo. Maybe reply to him.
To just that one, you think?
3 months later saying, P.S., what is a Bahudai?
Follow that up with that statement. And then again, sorry, boss. I can't delete it. Went to my girlfriend. Sorry. Sat on that thing for, I don't even know how long. It wasn't too long. Where I said, Arifel, is that your dick? And he said, sorry, sir. Shame things went wrong.
Listen, understatement of the year, Arifel. Understatement of the year. A shame things went wrong.
Let me figure out how to post that. Is a shame things went wrong.
In quotes, obviously.
When you send a dick pic, the understatement of the year. That'll be on the poll as well.
Oh, good. Good.
Well, at this point, I think we can probably safely say our relationship with Arifel is probably going to be over.
Yeah.
Not
only did he sent it to us thinking that we were his girlfriend.
Yeah.
He then sent a message thinking he was sending it to, like, his boss, because he said, like, sorry, boss.
No, I think he was like, that was like a, hey, friendly.
Hey, boss, yeah, sorry, like, buddy.
Hit your buddy on the shoulder,
okay.
You know?
Okay,
champ,
okay.
Chief, guy.
Okay.
So I told him, I wanted to sign up for your podcast farming service. And then I got an outline of your dick. He said, please delete it from your place. I'm not getting it deleted from here. I'm very ashamed and sorry. Did you think anything? And I said, shock and awe. That's my main interpretation.
So was he asking like, what'd you think?
Either about, yeah, was he asking about his penis or the podcast service?
I think we need to.
We'd follow directly on those.
I think we need to call him.
I mean, I just
call him in Messenger.
And went to give it to her. Could be the picture. Could be the penis. And it went to you by mistake. Then I don't have to delete the smile I was getting. How are you? Didn't answer. Hello? Didn't answer. Arifel, I need a while to process. This is all on May 24th.
It was a big day. Big day for Arifel.
And then he followed up on May 25th was, how much is your budget for promotion?
And I said, he's just trying to...
He's trying to get back to business.
He's trying to gloss right past this whole
thing.
Yeah,
he's moving past the copper right to brass tacks. Okay, this guy wants to get back down to the grindstone.
Uh-huh.
And get a deal done.
Yeah.
I had to tell him, Arifel, we aren't even 24 hours removed from a violation of our relationship. Please allow me some time for grieving. He said, should we start now? I didn't answer for a week and a half. He said, what's up, boss? Didn't answer for a week.
Okay, so we're back to boss.
Yes. Are you available for a chat? I said, no. He came back in June with a different vigor.
Okay.
Do you need marketing support, full-time social media marketing manager? I'm top-rated social media specialist, Upwork and Fiverr, and Personal Heart. Didn't answer. I want to show you my service first with Trail for free. Are you asking for it? Missed opportunity by not replying. You know, didn't answer your pick. Got that one. Didn't answer. Another week. So now we have another offer. 3,000 to 4,000 downloads with 30 ratings for $100. 15 days for whatever. A lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
I think he screwed up. 15 days. He's offering us 14,000 to 15,000 for 90 ratings for 250. Whatever. Again, we now have like 15 different dollar amounts.
All over the place.
He has followed up through July. We haven't answered. And now in August, he has sent us his Fiverr link. Can you order a small package and see... Oh, that's a good one. I'm going to reply to that one. Can you order a small package and see my service, sir? Didn't you already send that to us? Right?
And then maybe copy and paste
the picture?
The picture.
I can do that. So, yes. I've never been... We've gotten a few of these... maybe not directly like podcast farming or whatever... But we've gotten random fake marketing stuff. This is the first one, though, in my career as a podcaster, and maybe your career as a podcaster and side gig host, where it's been a pit outline of a dick.
Yeah. Yeah. This was surprising. I got to say, though, I think I trust him. Am I crazy? I mean, look, most people, after that monumentous failure... Yeah.
You block, delete,
they would have, everything. Yeah, they would have ripcorded, said, you know something? I don't think I'm going to reel this fish in.
He called us boss and went back to business.
I think we got to jump on a video call with Ariful.
Oh,
and you know what we could do? You know on Zoom calls you can set your background?
Oh, yeah.
We could set our background to his bulge pick.
This has to happen. We have to do this. We need to get on a video chat with Ariful to discuss the business dynamics
right.
of podcast growth.
Because the way I'm picturing it, it's me and you sitting side by side. We have the background up, but you can't really see it because we are obscuring most of the background. But at a certain point, when he's given us the big pitch, both of us just slide to the side a bit. And then you will see what he sent us.
I think we can find a horribly illegitimate podcast growth and we can send them $100 and see the fake numbers they give us.
I do. I'm willing to try it. Granted that I think that the money that we have in the slush fund is earmarked for new equipment. I think we've finally decided that we're going to pull the trigger.
Earmark, schmearmark.
Okay.
We got a pick and we want to grow this thing. Not the pick.
Right.
The podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
Very important to clarify. There is a ton of them starting super cheap.
Okay.
I think it's probably like all the Fiverr interactions I've had where they list a price low to keep on the front page.
Yeah, to attract you.
And then once you go to purchase whatever package, not Ariful's package. Important to note, you get like a different quote.
All right. So I don't think there's any podcast that spends more time talking about how we could boost our numbers than this podcast. Actual content be damned. We're talking about a ramp and juicing the numbers. This is a saga 5 months in the making now.
Yeah.
And it seems like. To me, it seems like it has no signs of stopping anytime soon.
No, he is not going to leave us. He thinks he's got a fish.
Mm-hmm.
He thinks he has a fish on the line, a bite, a big bite, because he's seen our numbers. And he thinks, I could rake these guys over the coals.
Yeah.
And take them to the cleaners.
I wonder if Ariful is, I wonder if he's been listening. Maybe he's been getting familiar with the product he's trying to sell.
I do see, like, a couple of weeks here and there when our podcast is posted, I see a like.
From Ariful?
From Ariful. I think he's commented once, but it's also like, great episode this week. He doesn't have a clue. Not a clue.
I have something that I want to touch on. Obviously, you see that envelope.
Oh, you want to do that? Yeah. Okay, I had the polls pulled up.
Before we get to that, we'll... It's been a while.
Hey, folks, viewer mail time again. Oh, here's one from Sally, age 14. Dear Pig.
Big thanks to our friend Billy Stacks. We got a check from him a couple of weeks ago. I think that I think that it showed up like right after we had recorded, and I didn't want to wait a week or two to open it up. So Billy Stacks sent us that. Appreciate that.
As always, the Billy Stacks contribution keeps this podcast afloat.
That's right. Yeah.
This one looks to be from our friend Trevor. Definitely not Nashville. I'm gonna get this. This is the one.
This is it.
This is the one. Okay. So it's in. Going up. God, that was atrocious.
It started off okay.
Maybe that's an envelope failure. You willing to blame the envelope?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, I'm going to mangle it then.
Oh, no.
Let me ask you this then.
We've talked about this
before. Are you a side ripper or a top ripper?
I feel like when I have a letter opener, I'm a top ripper.
I appreciate...
Nothing is better than that. That clean, I mean, you wouldn't know.
No.
You've never been able to accomplish that. But nothing's better than that full length clean tear.
Let me give
you
a reason.
Sometimes I'll do the tap on the counter to shift it down.
Are you going by hand?
And then just rip the top right off.
That's risky business.
I know.
Because you might get document.
Yeah.
In that.
Look.
I'm going to try that next time. Next time I'm shaking it down and I'm doing side rip.
Okay.
I think when I've had my hand held.
Do we have to put envelopes in the keyword search?
Wouldn't hurt. I think I've been handheld in regards to envelopes forever because I've always used those. You've seen them. The tubs at the radio station of the ones that are
it's like
kind of like a Pac-Man model.
Yeah, it's like a Pac-Man shape.
And it does the job for you.
Yeah.
I don't have to, you know, not one of these fancy ones, which is just a pointed end. It's from our friend Trevor. Definitely not Nashville. Oh, Steve. It's another $9.99 to the coffers.
Oh, boy.
New equipment? Probably not. Fake podcast growth? Probably.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Trevor. That'll be deposited today.
Did we want to do a full-fledged catch-up?
You want to do some poll recaps?
On some poll recap? I will. What we'll do, we'll blow through these.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah, of course. We'll fly right on through.
I think we're into June, Steve.
Okay.
And so I think it's probably due diligence to get these off of the books.
All right.
Time to see how wrong everyone else is. It's poll recap time. Find the polls at Steve and Kyle on Twitter.
Still waiting for Facebook to get the poll option.
Mark is specifically crafting that email to
us. Have we even tried that recently?
We talked about it like 3-4 weeks ago. I looked at the different avenues. I don't know if we should reach out to support again. It would be nice to have them on both platforms. It really would.
Let's see.
We're back into June, Steve.
Can we post a poll?
While you try to help the podcast.
Post? No, we cannot.
Good. Been a couple of years, so I'm sure they're getting to it. Do you ever want to offend the Blackstone community?
The grill people, right?
54% of the audience said no. Who are you more afraid of? The Blackstone community or the meat community? 60% of the audience said Blackstone.
Mm-hmm.
Are you a fan of the hibachi restaurant?
Yeah.
71% of the audience said yes.
Love it. Are you?
No.
Are you a hibachi?
Well, I've only been, I should not say, I've only been once.
Really?
Yeah, I don't want to, I don't like family style dining.
Well, it's not technically family style.
Sure,
it's
I should specify.
Yeah, family style would be, family style would be if you're sharing, sharing meals.
Not interested in the family
style.
Now,
what about if it's what if it's all your group? You know, say there's 8 or 10 people and it's all, you know, it's you and your wife and...
I think I'd be...
I hesitate to say friends.
Not invited. It's probably not all of the food that is up my... No.
Okay.
Let's get through loaf day first, where I've got to suffer through that pile of garbage that you want to create and call it a meal.
Love it.
What's a goofier community? 61% of the audience said Jeepers. Over the Blackstoners.
Boy, we were heavy on Blackstoners this week.
I should pull that one. The term Blackstoner. Leaving just enough wiggle room in that interpretation that I don't like the connotation.
Yeah. Maybe, if we haven't been canceled yet.
One of the five going to reach out and tell us to stop.
Hey, you.
If Steve had known, wouldn't he have spoiled it? 94% of the audience said yes.
Okay. No idea what that's in reference to.
Probably in reference to if you had, I don't know, something about Friday Night Lights that you had spoiled.
Mm.
Would you play Vacation Packer VR game? 74% of the audience said no. That's a good idea.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah, packing up the car and like putting all the stuff in the luggage. Yeah,
apparently, we're gonna make a VR game out of that. Does everyone have the "I just want to look in the mirror and cry" days? 68% of the audience said yes. That's comforting, right?
Uh huh.
Semi Quinn or Sesterson? 56% of the audience said yes.
Oh, okay.
June 11 was a big week.
Yeah.
Would you contribute to Steve and Kyle Sunday? 54% of the audience said yes.
What is that?
I believe that was my idea to monetize Thanksgiving weekend because everybody else has. Got Black Friday.
Mm-hmm.
What do they call it? Local Saturday or
Small Business Saturday.
Yeah. And then Cyber Monday. But those idiots and those fat cats over in Techland
mm-hmm.
missed Sunday.
Yeah, that's right.
Does our Sester Centennial episode end up with us dressed as football players? 52% of the audience said no. Might be right. Are Steve's kids going to be good at anything? 53% yeah. of the audience said yes.
Yeah, I'm confident they will be good at least one thing.
Did Ronnie the Alien have a DUI? 94% of the audience said yes. Ronnie. Shark warning. A lot of shark warnings. Bad, bad, bad.
It's been summer. It's been a shark-filled summer.
Like, there's never been a dumb take that's been more rewarded than mine saying sharks are coming for us. Like, every year we've talked about it, they've gotten more elevated.
You know the shirt that you get, like the X-Files, like they are out there or whatever yeah. it is? We should do a version of that just with a shark.
They're down there or they're out there, but I need the shark to, again, because here's my theory, evolution, they're going little flipper paddles
because
they're coming on land. Does the Orban Odyssey sound like it caused cancer?
Oh, man. That was my introduction.
82% of the audience said yes. Steve's foray into audio. Are you surprised Gary Bettman didn't slap Steve? 75% of the audience said yes. Would you describe Steve's voice as, quote, every middle-aged white guy ever? 87% of the audience said yes. Sorry, Steve.
That's all right.
Did Kyle steal the show as Royal from Steve? 72% of the audience said yes.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
I believe I apologized to you publicly for that.
Look, a star was born that day, and I'm just happy that I was there to witness it.
Should we quit the podcast to become volleyball anime ASMR voice actors? 57% of the audience support our new venture and say yes.
Thank you. Thank you.
Next, another shark. Idiot from a Titanic sub. He's trying to solve the Rubik's Cube.
Oh, yeah.
That's stupid.
What are we up to? Like July?
We are into July, Steve. Picture of my hair. Are the Fairfields and the Hamptons cousins? 90% of the audience said yes. Congratulations to Travis Branch. Beautiful baby. Number two, wearing the James Brown's legs onesie.
Mm-hmm.
Love that. Do you have to list the Tennessee poop incident of 2023 when you sell your car?
Yes.
61% of the audience say yes. You have to report that like a murder or suicide in your home. Before you sell that car, mm-hmm. you have to talk about the Tennessee poop incident. Did Steve want to go to the park more than the kids? That's the Carmel, Indiana park.
Oh, the park. Let me tell you.
I just want to go home, Dad. We're going to the park.
If you have not been to that park in Carmel, you got to do it.
86% of the audience said yes. Steve wanted to go more.
You DM us. I will send you the exact link to the address. I'll send you the Google Maps link.
You got
to
walk in, I believe you said, on the south entrance?
I believe it was the west entrance.
West entrance, of course. I don't want to forget that. When you're in Carmel, do you go to the park? 59% of the audience said yes.
Yeah.
Is a surprise garage the shittiest surprise of all time? 53% of the audience said no. Is our stretchy gummy of content ending in 2023? 59% of the audience said no. We still got more, which we found out today. Ramp, penis pics.
Yeah.
Is I've been knowing you since a committed relationship?
I believe that was you.
What, was that me? Or was that...
I've been knowing you for 10 years now.
Boy, I don't know if that... maybe. 62% of the audience said, yes, it is. Congrats to whoever said that. You're dating. Is it a fact that Steve brought death and moving to the Zach? Not in debate. 90% of the audience said
yeah.
yes.
Yeah, figured I'd lose that one.
Is Steve the Christopher Columbus of the Zach? 72% of the audience said yes.
Not sure I care for that one.
AIDS blankets and weapons. Mm. Is Lake Steve the next logical stage of evolution?
Yes.
87% of the audience said yes. Mm-hmm. I can see you becoming like randomly yeah. a lake guy. Is there a worse mode than friend making mode? 59% of the audience said no. You know, you see that guy, whether it's at an event or another parent at the park.
Yeah.
Out just talking to other parents, and I'm just trying to dip my head straight down.
I'm that guy.
Awful. Is Steve's nickname Little Italy? 79% of the audience said yes.
Right, after meeting my neighbor, Mike DiVincenzo Pavarotti.
MDP. Is Steve's garage a, quote, money-losing, time-wasting venture?
No.
58% of the audience don't understand finances and say no.
Mm.
Do you think Steve would actually be okay with an HOA person doing his house repairs for him? 88% of the audience said no. What's a better guy to have? Drywall guy or HVAC plumbing guy?
Oh, I think a drywall guy.
89% of the audience said HVAC plumbing.
Really?
89. I think that's much more urgent. Like, you look at whether it's a hole in the drywall or just drywall you want to get done, and it's so passive.
Yep.
Like, you'd like it done, but it's not urgent. But if my AC goes out in July or August,
it's true.
You want an HVAC guy.
I want them.
And this is an absolute first.
100%?
It's never happened in the history of this podcast.
Okay.
Is the reason Kyle hates the local mom and pop hardware store the same reason Steve loves it? 100% of the audience.
Oh boy, it's got to be guaranteed a number one seed.
Said yes, that is true. That is the reason.
Whew.
Is ending the podcast basically another leap year? 75% of the audience said yes, and that are the polls.
Wow.
For a little over two months.
2 months or so.
Apologize if I missed any dating back to May, but I didn't want to keep scrolling.
That's impressive.
100%.
Yeah, that's never happened. That's a first. I mean, I think that any poll that gets 100%
has to be a number one seed.
It's got to be a number one seed.
I think it gets bounced, but you know, again, I think the listening audience is definitely fair to vote based on is Kyle just a bag of used parts winning the 2023.
That's your 2023 champ right there.
Whole badness champion.
Man, I'm still blown away by the whole ramp saga. I got to give an update on the shop next week.
Update from Arifel. I sent him back his penis picture. And I said, didn't you already send the small package to us? And then in all caps, gotcha. He replied, he might be joking with us. Sir, I didn't miss it. Now I'm holding it.
Boom. Way to go, Arifel. At Stephen Kyle, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Is leaning into it an acceptable response to sending a penis picture?
Yeah.
Leaning into it is?
Yeah.
I'll post it on the poll.
Absolutely. All right. At Stephen Kyle, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We will talk to you next week. Hopefully, we'll have an update on the Arifel saga. We'll let you know. We'll let you know how his podcast promotion is working out for us. I still think we pay him. I still think we...
Well, you think not only do we not seek out other representation, we go right with him.
I trust him. I trust him. Because he didn't run and hide.
I mean, we have the Fiverr page.
Talk to you next week. See ya.